The Madman DVD Review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
All right, let's check one out. Check one out. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Mikey. How are you?
Good.
Good. The high tide here at the moment is perhaps quite potentially apocalyptic tonight, depending on how the supermoon goes.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to create a segue, of course, for Bushwick, which a place, a little suburb in Brooklyn,
sure,
next to Williamsburg, and it's, this particular film is all about an apocalypse.
End of the world.
Well, kind of, a division of America. The setup is that racists from Texas decide to split the states in half and attack, of course, Bushwick in Brooklyn, where all the hipsters are. Just seems a little bit implausible to me.
Okay.
If they were seeking good coffee, there's a lot of cafes in Bushwick. But instead they decide to bring lots of, you know, militia.
Bushwick in particular.
Bushwick in particular. Isn't that strange?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So this film is kind of lumpy.
Someone funded it, though. Someone said, yeah, sounds like a great job. That's our money will go on that. Boom.
They certainly did. And the main character is Brittany Snow, and she plays Lucy, who's blonde-haired and kind of, you know, some sort of cross between Taylor Swift and Lara Croft.
Okay.
I heard somebody describe it like that, and I thought it was quite a fitting description of her character. So she's just visiting Bushwick, probably getting some boutique coffee that's not actually, explained in the film. Yep. And then she comes out of the subway with her boyfriend. He gets blown to pieces. She runs into a house. Oh, my gosh. She comes up to a vet, and he's called Stoop, and he takes her under his wing and teaches her how to shoot a gun and do some first aid when he gets injured. And she's trying desperately to make it to her grandmother's house. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. Nobody knows why it's being attacked until three quarters through the film. And we discover that it's the Texans trying to divide the states. So there's some sort of message in there about, you know...
Spoilers!
Yeah. Yeah, it's not even really a spoiler. This film's all over the show. There's a lot of drama, a lot of explosions, a lot of chases.
Sounds like Cloverfield without the monster.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, except it's more preposterous.
Who's the hero male? He's from Guardians of the Galaxy, is he not?
He is. Now, what's his name? Dave Bautista. He plays Stoop.
Wasn't he a UFC fighter, wasn't he?
No.
Was he? Right, yeah, because he's got kind of that physique, and unless he did a lot of working out before the film.
Is he a wrestler? Is he pro wrestler? Yeah. Didn't they a pro wrestler fan, Rob?
Oh, I used to love it.
Used to, don't they?
Rob
more.
And his sport.
Shite.
Yeah. Yeah, so
he's the vet.
He's the vet. Yeah,
and you mean vet as a return serviceman?
Yeah, not someone who puts horses down.
Well, just
yes, as a veterinarian.
Okay, right. Yeah.
I too did think you meant like pet fixer.
Oh, did you? Yeah, I meant veteran. But it'd be quite compelling if he was a vet. Comparatively, we might see more cats and dogs being assisted. However, there are very few
pets.
Your
cats and dogs being racist, yeah.
If you think about a video game, shoot 'em up, this is it.
So a lot of guns.
A lot of guns, a lot of explosions. There's a pastor or a priest who kills himself.
But with a message of tolerance, or...
Okay. What is this whole big thing about, blow up New York if there's a problem?
Yeah,
parts, so you know, suburbs in
is
New
it,
York.
Is it meant to be a symbol? Because I mean, some of the greatest acts of terrorism have been on something symbolic. So is Bushwick like a symbol of liberalism and new?
Totally.
You open-minded, free-thinking freaks.
Yeah.
Basically,
what are they called? Snowflakes. There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Snowflakes. And the rednecks want to kill the snowflakes. Or the hipsters. There's even actually a
America, America,
home of
the shocking shambles.
Yes, what a shocking shambles. We also find out in the film that there is a direct reference to 911 because, oh my gosh, poor Stoop lost his family. And he was fighting,
in
Iraq.
He's not going to let that happen again.
When that happened, yeah. It's all of those cliches.
Well, this sounds like a great DVD. That's, I'm sure everyone's championed it is.
I mean,
to win.
Well, I mean, you know, there's always that thing of, you know, like just getting racked up and being filled with adrenaline. I love a good action film. I'm not sure
is this it is a good action film.
I'm not sure that this is a good action film, but this is an action film. So if you'd like to just get a slightly, maybe drink a lot of coffee and then watch it, and then it won't make sense anyway.
Just
well, what are those ones, you know, when you're eating pizza and you don't feel that well and you're in recovery and you're watching it with someone else and you're like, look
in
at
recovery.
That.
This is the setup. That's a, this is the day that you'd like to, you know, we don't actually kind of follow the plot line.
It's a what do you call it? A place setter. Like just takes the time.
Yeah.
Just fills in there. You can go to the toilet if you need to.
That's right.
A friend can come around. You can pop out the shed if you need to. You know?
Yes, to your call of duty.
Yeah.
Which is another reference, of course, to the type of things I was taking off.
Watched at least two of those in the last few days post Laneway.
Did you?
Yeah. That kind of film.
Oh.
Just like half awake.
Yeah. Blech. Yeah, in the heat.
Yeah, in the heat.
Yeah. Lovely. Yeah, so Bushwick.
In the mug.
In the mug, yes.
Oh, God. Slip, slop, slap.
Oh my gosh. You know, if you stay indoors, you probably don't need to put on sunscreen, hopefully. Unless
that's
you have a skylight. That's not what you. Oh my gosh. This is getting quite sort of potentially.
Has it got some good
lighters out there?
Some good explosions in that. Some
good secrets.
Good
explosions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are we going to say it's got good explosions in it?
I like explosions.
Really?
Yeah, look, yeah. I can show you a picture, Sarah. Look.
Of an explosion.
See explosions on the pretty NY landscape.
Oh, that looks like CGI. It's not even an explosion.
Yes, it's so hard to tell the difference. Not. Mind you, if they'd actually had to bomb.
Well, look, we're really tossing this one in the bin. If we're not careful, this is the worst. It's not the worst one.
It's not the worst.
No,
but it's not the best. You know,
still, we've got a copy to give away. Don't worry about that, listeners. We've got a copy of this amazing movie to give away. Is that how Whims Are Made?
Is it
what?
Whims Are Made. Yeah, just last year.
Wow.
Is he funny? Dave Bautista's funny in Guardians of the Galaxy.
He is, yes. Okay. I've seen him before. But, yeah.
In a gruff and sort of, you know, surly way. Yeah. Surly. It's hard to do surly nowadays, though.
Surly's great.
Yeah, but it's hard to get it right
it
now,
is,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Surly just used to be. Even Arnie used to be surly to a point, but now Arnie's just surly, gruff old Arnie, you know? Sick to death of it, just wanted to eat. All he wants to do is just get from A to B, but there seems to be some sort of world incident that he has involved in.
Maybe there was more space to give in to surliness.
Well, no, then you get your Liam Neeson's and suddenly surly turns into just being a cold, you know, brutal guy who saves people on transport.
As opposed to sort of broody and taking up space and time with
surly,
the surliness.
Yeah. Surly's, you know, surly's sort of like menacing and, you know, sounds like really, I don't want to have to break your neck. But I
tension, beautiful,
like you wouldn't want to rile up Dr. David Banner, the Hulk. You
wouldn't
he obviously over surlies,
he is, yeah, and probably but, you know all those shirts, those buttons.
I never knew what someone just says. Calm down, mate. Jesus, settle down.
Yeah, bring back the
chill
the
out, man.
So how do we give it away?
Maybe somebody would like to talk about coffee in some way in relation to Bushwick. I mean,
coffee all this whole review?
Bushwick is, you know, there's a new cafe every day in Bushwick. There's a new cafe. People go out. It's very civilised.
Have you
been
to Bushwick?
I have, yes.
And it's just like Barista Central.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
something I heard in the weekend at Laneway. And I wasn't going to mention it because it was a friend of mine's friend who said it, but she said, oh my God, sorry, guys. That was my barista.
You see them every morning.
See you both. Yeah, fair enough too.
Every morning you're gonna have some kind of relationship.
I suppose so. It's nice. I think it's nice.
The barista this morning called me Stella.
No one ever walks past me. He goes, oh, there's my morning DJ. There he is. There, look.
Were you at Starbucks, Sarah?
I was.
Were you?
Full disclosure.
Why?
It was the only thing open at 5 a.m.
Oh yeah. Fair call.
Sorry, guys.
I bet they're good. I bet they're as on the ball then as they are for the rest of the day.
I don't know. I'm sure they're not paid incredibly well.
What's your name?
But then, you know, you get the cup and you do
I'm going to say a green tea frappe from Starbucks. I'll get one every day.
Matcha tea. Beautiful.
Got the cup with Stella on it and you do a kind of 5 a.m. streetcar named Desire impersonation. So it's pretty good.
By yourself?
No, it's with someone else.
Okay.
Morning.
Were you with your barista?
I completely took that off the rails. How do we give the DVD away?
Well, somebody prepared to tell us about the early morning coffee. I mean, you're usually my barista, Sarah, in these mornings.
It's true.
Yeah. She's my barista too.
What do you call me?
Usually. Yeah.
Would you like a coffee, Michael?
Love one.
Okay.
Wow, this is tense.
Thanks very much, Sarah.
In a good way.
There might be a prize for you too.
Oh.
Wow. We can hear that.
Well, I'll just get on to your coffee then, Mike, and you give the DVD away.
Run along now.
Okay, bye.
Bye now.
Sarah the tea lady.
Oh, she's a good girl. Should I get a chair in the head? Chair to the chair. Hey, so the movie's called Bushwick. Came out in 2017.
It did.
And what did we hear about this in the movies? Is it sort of just straight to DVD?
Could have been.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think people's coffees is going to be really 309-3879. Just ring up and tell us about whatever you like. Actually, if it's of interest, then it's got to be more interesting than us talking about how this movie's average and then and how much we'd love a coffee. Surely, I mean, surely Auckland. Desperate. Surely the whole of Auckland is excited about at least one thing. That's not that. 309-3879. I'll tell you what I'll do for you. Also chucking a double pass to Loving Vincent, the movie as well.
Oh,
so that's
a good idea.
That's a very popular movie. That's
it
very cool.
Is. Yeah.
And that way you get one movie that is we've sort of been neither here nor there on, and one that's supposedly very good. BFM, good morning.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. What's your name?
Rosie,
now when's the last time you took a prize from us, Rosie?
Last week.
Yeah, I thought it was.
We've got a 10-day stand down.
I don't know.
Oh, it's 10 days.
Yeah.
Darn.
Oh, but you knew that because the other times we've told you that.
I quite like the idea of a regular caller always winning exactly the same slot.
The movie review section. Anyway.
Well, Rosie, we appreciate your call, but we can't break protocol.
That's okay.
No matter how much you try and butter us up.
Are you a fan of Bushwick?
Have you been to Bushwick?
It sounds like a lot of fun, and I had a coffee story and a movie story, but, you know, rules are rules.
Rules are rules. Bedtime's bedtime. Good night. So, yeah, so 309-3879, if you would like to win it. BFM, good morning.
Morning, Mikey.
Contribute to the show, please.
I would love those two lovely gifts you're offering there, matey.
And what do you have in exchange for them?
I actually enjoy a nice cup of African bush tea, Rooibos.
It's quite a strong tea.
It is. You can have it hot or cold, with milk or without. I prefer it without the milk.
Yep. Yeah. And how's it pronounced again?
Rooibos.
Rooibos.
Rooibos. Yeah. I'm sure there'll be a South African out there that'll probably correct me on my pronunciation, but yes.
On your Afrikaans. Where did you first taste this tea?
It must have been at least 15 years ago. I was working with a couple of South Africans.
They put a couple of pushes. Yep, and they got it onto you. You got onto it. Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, now you can't stop it.
I've been drinking it ever since. Don't drink coffee. Yep, I like an English tea, but Rooibos is my favourite.
Well, there you go. That's a great story, and it's kept the show chugging along to a point. And what's your name again?
Denver.
Denver, congratulations. Stay there. We'll get your details and we'll sort you out with at least some things for at least getting involved, okay? Good on you. Good on you, sir.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
The Madman DVD review. And it's in colour.
Thanks, Maria.
Thanks, Mikey.